All right, so we're just standing outside Palm Grove Mennonite Church. We're waiting for any men to bring a Bible to talk about the truth of God. Will you open the Holy Scriptures and see what we are saying about your religious system is true? You cannot find Christ unless you're in the truth. Jesus said, worship me in spirit and truth. Sir, you're an old man like me, a whole bunch of old men out here. Do you have the scriptures? Can we talk about Jesus Christ and his word and ways? Where's the elders and the pastors? They sent out cream puffs for us, but no one brought the eternal word of God. The Bible says that the keeping of man-made traditions like Amish or Mennonite is going to damn your soul. It makes your worship of God in vain. We don't want you to be worshiping God in vain, Anabaptists. Jesus did not die for you to live this kind of a lifestyle in corrupt man-made religion. Jesus died to call a holy, peculiar people to himself. We're just asking the question. Jesus was not an Anabaptist. Why are you? We have tons of articles at don'tperish.com to show you why you're keeping false ways that will damn your soul that does not honor Jesus Christ. We come in love and peace and truth. Where's the pastors? Where's the elders? Where's the leaders with their Bibles? I'm going to show them in the Word of God why the Anabaptist faith is heretical. And Paul says to warn a heretic once, twice, and avoid them. We will avoid you after we warn you today that you're keeping false ways, that you're living in sin, that you're keeping man-made traditions. Menno, did you know Menno Simons would come and rebuke you for your false heretical ways? Look up our testings at don'tperish.com. Your church is going to be on there. Your church is going to be on here with testings to expose you on the internet. What man will bring his Bible? Who's going to bring their Bible and talk about the eternal word of God? What man? The Mennonite faith and the Amish faith is damning you. You must be born again and worship in spirit and truth. It's godly and biblical to come and proclaim the truth. Paul says, with meekness and gentleness, helping them come out of the snare of Satan. You're in the snare of Satan, neighbors. You're in the snare of Anabaptism. Most of you are in the snare of worldliness and heresy. The Laodicea lukewarm church, that is the Anabaptist today. We love you enough to come and call you out of it. So we're here preaching the blood of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. We're waiting for any man to bring a Bible. Still waiting. They brought us cream puffs, not the word of God. It's going to be on video. We're going to have a testing on our website, don'tperish.com, of your church. Can you young men bring the Bible and talk about the gospel? No, we'll take that as a no. They just walked away. So we're getting a lot of activity here, but it's not to the Bible. We're getting a lot of no's. Jesus was not an Anabaptist. Why are you? Here's another old man like me. Sir, in your years of studying the Bible, have you found out that the Anabaptist faith makes Jesus a liar? Jesus said you worship God in vain in Mark 7 for your man-made traditions like your name, Mennonite. Like Jesus dying on Friday. He didn't die on Friday. Actually, the Bible tells me to judge the body. 1 Corinthians 5, Matthew 18, 2 Thess 3, 1 Timothy 5. If you'd bring your Bible, we would show you why we're supposed to judge so the purification, sanctification process can happen. We love you. Still waiting for any Anabaptist. Folks, did you know the Amish faith is going to damn your soul? Would you like to talk about the Word of God, sir? We have a gospel card for you. You're going to lose your soul in your idleness and your false gospel and your corrupt ways of man. Sir, how about you? You're an old man like me. Can you open the Bible? I'll show you why this faith is going to damn your soul. Does anyone have time for the Word of God today? We got golf carts. We got cream puffs they brought out for us. But nobody's brought the Word of God yet. Why is that, sir? We're peaceful. We're loving. We're meek. We're gentle. Why? Why no Word of God today? I'll show you why you're being deceived. It's right on this gospel card. Why do you think we do this? You think we're making money? We don't take an offering. They did. What goes on in that gymnasium in there? Besides just meeting? Volleyball? Basketball? What else goes on in there? Is that of the flesh or of the spirit? Did Jesus and Paul tell us to put up gymnasiums or to go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he commanded? Which one, sir? Test yourself, sir. You're going to lose your soul. We love you. Still waiting for any man to bring the Holy Scriptures. One man took a gospel card. He looked puzzled when I said, hey, did Jesus tell you to build gymnasiums? Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist. Why are you? By the shed blood of Jesus Christ and his resurrection, you must come to repentance. I've been preaching this. And the Bible says you can be born again by the Spirit of God. But you're not born again if you have the fruit of dead man-made religion. You're actually dead in your transgressions and your sins. By the shed blood of Jesus, repent and be born again. Repentance means leaving your sin, though. That's a problem. The Anabaptists have not left their sins. And you can find new life, enduring the faith and holiness to the end. Test yourselves. We love our neighbors. What I would tell you, sir, is you're an old man like me, and if it's taken you this many years to not see through the Anabaptist faith, you have nothing to offer us. You have no truth to offer my wife and my young brother because you're a heretic, sir. We love you. You have to repent and come out of the Anabaptist faith. Sir, did you know the Amish faith is going to damn your soul? Test yourself to the Word of God. The Mennonites and the Amish keep many false ways. We document and record them. They sit there in pride and call themselves Anabaptists. They admit they keep sin, like Christmas, like their name, like false gospels, like not going out and proclaiming Jesus Christ shed blood in the world. They dress like the world, act like the world, live like the world. Folks, you're being deceived by the Amish faith. We'd like to talk to you, sir. Do you have time to bring your Bible rather than ride a bike? We love you. Can you open the scriptures today? So one man walked up, didn't open the Bible. We'll see what else happens as we stand here and proclaim truth. Oh, whatever. I got a bunch of them. And yeah, that's fine if it was on slow-mo. I got the video of that. Hey, sir, you have a Bible that you could open and I could tell you why the Anabaptist faith is deceiving you? I have a gospel card that shows you why. You're going to lose your soul in your lukewarm, dead religion. You must be born again, sir.
I'm a Christian. I don't really identify
with that. Sir, if you're a Christian, you love other Christians. Do you love us today?
Yep, I love you guys.
Why don't you come and talk about the gospel then?
I love you guys.
What are you so busy that you have to run off to, sir?
Oh, nothing really.
Nothing really. Then why are you walking off, sir?
I don't know.
Why don't you go get your Bible and let's have a talk? None of these men will you? That's the fruit. That's the fruit. Jesus said in John 13, this is the fruit that we love each other. Sir, can you get your Bible instead of tooling around on your three-wheel bike and talk truth with me?
You read your Bible.
You're going to lose your soul in the Anabaptist faith, the Mennonite Amish faith. Jesus said in John 13, by this you will know that you are, the world will know you're my disciples, your love for one another. We don't see love in the Word of God. I'm here quoting Scripture. I'm preaching the gospel. I'm warning you about your false religion. This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. Anabaptists are not keeping the commandments of God. So there's still people coming out. We're still waiting for any man with a Bible. One old man like me, he's old like me, came out to make excuses for the Anabaptist faith, but he couldn't give an answer for the false gospel you preach. He couldn't give an answer for your pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. He can't give an answer for your worldliness. He can't give an answer for naming yourself after men. Sir, you're an old man like me. Where's your Bible? Let's talk about the truth of God today. Why don't you bring it here, sir? Another old man, he's got a Bible on his phone, he holds it up. You know, if you just have the Word of God, but you don't obey it, did you know you're going to be judged on Judgment Day? Hebrews 5:9, Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey Him. You're not obeying Jesus Christ, Anabaptists. You're obeying man-made traditions. You're obeying some false ordnung. You're obeying the heretical traditions of the evangelical faith. Yeah, the Anabaptists will not unite with the evangelicals, but they keep Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, the holidays handed down by the Roman Catholics and evangelicals. And this old man, who's a heretic, just told me, well, we're keeping Christmas because it's Jesus' birthday. No Bible verse tells you to keep Jesus' birthday. That's a false pagan tradition merged with the winter solstice. Just like Easter comes from pagan gods and all the rest of it. So we're just loving our neighbor and we're waiting for somebody to bring their Bible out. Young people, did you know you're being deceived? You're of the world and it's going to cost you your soul. Sir, you're an old man like me. Can you bring your Bible today? We're supposed to love each other. Really? How do you love us, sir? Why don't you come talk about the truth of God? Otherwise, your love is in vain. Your love is just lip service. You people need to come out of the world. You people need to read and talk about sound doctrine. 1 Timothy 4:16. Continue in sound doctrine by which we are saved and them that hear thee. You're not in sound doctrine and you're going to lose your soul. Another man carrying a Bible, but he won't open it. Another worldly man carrying a Bible and he won't open it. Here's an old man like me. Sir, do you know what the Word of God says about the Anabaptist faith? It says you worship God in vain. We're going to have a testing of this church up on our website, don'tperish.com, to warn people. We see the deadness. We come to wake you up from your spiritual dead slumber. Sir, did you know you're supposed to come out of the world and not be worldly in any way? Did you know that? Did you know that Christ changes our heart and then our desires change? Have your desires been changed by the Word of God, the Spirit of God? It doesn't look like it to me and my sister and my brother standing here. It doesn't look like it at all. It looks like you slap Jesus on Sunday morning, but you live in a bunch of false traditions the rest of the day. So here's some more young people even. Anabaptists carry their Bibles. Do any of you read it? Did you know, young man, pride and vanity, and young woman, pride and vanity is an abomination to God? Proverbs 6:17. You just shook your head, yes. Did you know your dupity-dupe haircut is an abomination to God, young man? As the young woman laughs. Anytime we put on pride and vanity, do you guys know the gospel to eternal life? Do you know the gospel to eternal life?
Because I'm a Christian, I sure do.
What is it, young men? What is the gospel to eternal life? Why not, sir? I thought we're supposed to love each other. This shows you why the Anabaptist faith is false. No, you're not good if you go here and united to sin. You're going to lose your soul.
What are we doing that's wrong?
Well, I just told the other old man that showed up, you don't preach the biblical gospel that calls you out of the world. We see a whole bunch of worldliness here, how people dress, how people act. You keep pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, that nowhere God ordains. That's sin.
Well, I agree with you on the pagan stuff.
There you go. So you do that here. You name yourself after a man, Menno Simons, who would come back and rebuke you all for that.
But isn't Christmas more about Jesus' birthday?
He didn't tell you to celebrate Christmas and Easter and Good Friday are lies handed down by Roman Catholics. So how many sins, young man, did it take Adam and Eve to get thrown out of the garden? You keep one sin, you're going to get thrown out of the kingdom of God. And you keep a bunch of sin here. This card shows you the sins. Test yourself. Test yourself. Because you're united to it, ma'am. Are you married?
Listen.
Do you have a husband?
When we come to church...
Do you have a husband? I'd like to talk to him. I don't want to teach over his house.
When we come to
church on Sunday, we sit underneath the gospel and we listen and follow the Bible. How can you say that we're sinning when you're not in church?
Because I can see the fruit. First of all, Sunday's not the Lord's day. It's not the day we're supposed to sit in church. Second of all, you don't go to church. We are the body of Christ, the ecclesia. That's another evangelical handed down tradition. Have your husband. Did you get a gospel card? Have your husband email me. Okay, then we're done here, ma'am. I don't want to teach over another man's wife. But it is true that the Anabaptists are keeping a whole bunch of false ways. The Anabaptists are not following Christ in spirit and truth, John 4:24. It is true that the Anabaptists love their traditions of man more than they love the Word of God. And that's what is true and factual today. So we're just here loving our neighbor, preaching Christ crucified, calling you to repentance and be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. I see a lot of worldliness, sir. Here's why you're being deceived.
Amen, brother.
It's not, amen means you agree, and brother means that you would talk about the gospel. You just like did two words and just slough off the truth of God, sir. Amen, brother. Neither one seems appropriate.
Hey, how's our good friend from Missouri? Good to see you.
Like I know you?
Oh, I've seen you several times.
Oh, you've seen me. Here, take a gospel card and test yourself.
Yes, bring it.
A lot of the Anabaptists today are talking about love. Love is keeping God's commandments. 1 John 5:3. Anabaptists don't keep the commandments of God. You don't even know the biblical gospel. He proved that. You don't even know you shouldn't practice pagan holidays. You don't even know how to biblically dress and head cover. You don't even know how to not name yourself after a man. You don't even know how to not be of the world. You don't you grab my sign, sir. Don't you grab my sign. It's my barrier from heretics. And don't talk to my wife either.
I'm not talking to her.
Good.
I'm telling you,
I told you we're done with you. You can go away. You're standing in my face. We don't stand in anyone's face. Look at the foolishness going on.
I'm sorry I offended you today.
No, you know what? Your theology's an offense, sir.
No, I'm sorry.
Your Mennonite name and your Mennonite practices are offense. Your Anabaptist ways are an offense.
I'm not a Mennonite.
You're an offense outright. Hey, young man, can you bring your Bible? Still waiting for any man to bring his Bible and talk about the truth of God today. Can anybody open the scriptures and talk about the truth of God today? I got men grabbing my sign. I got men bringing me cream puffs. I got men making excuses for sin. Can anyone bring the Word of God and show me why Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist? Why are you?
Will you take those tithes? Will you take those tithes?
Will you trade me?
Sure, I'll trade you.
Jesus, can you answer me? You're an old man like me. Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist. Why are you?
He was the savior of the world. That's why
He's not an Anabaptist. Why are you?
No, he's not. Definitely not.
Why are you? Here you go, sir.
Yeah, here.
I'll read those and test them to the Word of God. You test and read that, sir. It'll show you your sin.
Thank you.
It'll call you out of the Anabaptist faith. It'll call you out of corruption, sin, and worldliness. It'll call you out of the lukewarm Laodicea. Young men, did you know the Anabaptist faith is going to deceive you? Do you have time for the gospel instead of golf carts? The shed blood of Jesus. Do you have time for that instead of golf carts? Nope. They don't. So we'll just keep standing here holding our gospel sign. Jesus was not an Anabaptist. Why are you?
He was not. Hallelujah.
Why do you live outside of the traditions that Christ and Paul laid down? Paul says in 2 Thessalonians 2:15, Paul says, keep the traditions I've handed down. The Anabaptists are not keeping the traditions handed down by Paul. This church and this body looks nothing like the first century saints. You keep many false ways that the saints would have rejected. You don't preach the biblical gospel. You don't live it. You don't go into the world and preach it. Hey, let's move over here in case those people want to leave on their car. Let's move over here. We don't want to block anybody's traffic. You don't go into the world and preach the biblical gospel. Again, you keep the pagan holidays, the Roman Catholics and evangelicals handed down, and Jesus says you're worshiping God in vain. We have foolishness. I think that man might have some kind of a demon of laughter. I see that laughter in the NAR circles, the New Apostolic Reformation. Sir, you gave me tracts, no Bible. No Bible. No Bible. We love you. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. This guy, a bunch of vaping just came out of his car. Let's see if he's an Anabaptist. Test yourself to the Word of God. God will show you why. The biblical gospel. How to find eternal life. That guy was quite a character, huh? No, I don't either. He's probably seen us at a church somewhere. Of course. They know us. Hey, are you surprised that people know us? There's proof for you, brother. Huh? Oh, yeah. Test yourself to the Word of God. Here comes another man. Let's see. He got no Bible. Maybe he's got one on his phone. Sir, let me give you a gospel card about why the Anabaptists are unbiblical. And you could test yourself. I've been out here. I've seen probably over 100 men leave. Not one man will take his Bible and open it. Why is that? Aren't you rooted in the Bible?
Yeah. You want to take one of these?
It shows you why the Anabaptist faith is sinful. Aren't you as a Christian supposed to be rooted in the Bible?
Yes.
How come I stand outside a Christian church and nobody, so-called Christian church, not one man brought a Bible, no elders, no leaders came out. They hide like Revelation 21:8 cowards. And no men that came out. They want to argue, man grabbing my sign.
I don't want to argue.
No, I said a man was grabbing my sign. What about God's word, sir?
He was grabbing your sign.
Yeah. I got him on video. We're going to have a testing up. It's on, the website's on there, testingupatdontperish.com of this church with video and audio. Why do you think we do this? We love you. If you keep practicing man-made religion, do you know you're worshiping God in vain? Mark 7. The Anabaptist faith, this is man-made religion. Go test it to the Word of God. It looks nothing like the first century. And our email's on there. We'd love to help you. But where are you going right now that you couldn't open the Word of God up with us? Where are you going right now?
Where am I going right now?
Yeah,
I'm with my grandparents. I gotta take them home.
Okay. Well, we'll meet you somewhere.
I don't even live here. I gotta fly. I'm on a work trip. I gotta fly home today.
Oh, really? Well, when are you gonna email me to talk about the things of God?
After I read this.
Really?
Yep.
So you are gonna email?
I'll see.
You'll see. Why wouldn't you? If we're wrong, will you correct us? If we're right, will you unite with us? There you go. More evidence.
Have a good day.
I rebuke demons. Demons, go away in the name of Jesus. Go away, demons, in the name of Jesus. The demon of joy. You know what? The outside joy, we see it in the NAR places. The Holy Spirit gives you inner calm and cheer. Not fleshly, outside jocularity and uncontrol. He couldn't even keep his hands off my sign. I'm not surprised. We see a lot of things in the Anabaptist places. Here you go, gospel card. You want to open the Bible?
Yeah, I will.
With us. You're not obeying the Bible, young man. You need to repent and seek the kingdom of God. Jesus didn't die for this lukewarm, Laodicea, Anabaptist-type, man-made religion. Menno would come and rebuke you all. Menno didn't even teach what you teach. You've been overtaken by the snare of Satan. Yep, you're trapped in the snare of Satan and false religion. And Paul says to come in gentleness and meekness. There's nothing ungentle about preaching the truth outside of church. There's nothing unmeek about standing for the Word of God. Proverbs says the righteous are as bold as a lion. So I'm going to be bold about the truth of God. I'm going to tell you that you must turn and seek the kingdom of God.
Where are you going to be this afternoon? Maybe I'll come find you.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
You going to be here? Going to be in the park?
No, I'm not going to be in this town. I'm going to be right down the road. But you can call me, email me, and I'll give you my cell phone. I'd love to sit down and talk to you on the phone.
Right.
Or I'm going to be in Bradenton.
Okay, thank you.
So that man said he would email maybe. So that might have been, we'll see. Was that just a placation to make it look good? Or will he really call an email? Will he email? We shall see. We're about done at our preach here, so let me I'll do a recap audio.